The place we are sitting today is the home of Srila Vasudev Dutt. This raised platform for Gauranga Prem Prabhu and His Holiness Thakpar Maharaj. This is actually the site where his home existed. But over the years, this beautiful forest has come about. Vasudev Dutt Thakur is such a very, very important person in our Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. By understanding his spirit of devotional service, we can gain realization of the essence of how to please Krishna. Vasudev Dutt was the elder brother of Mukunda Dutt, who was the celebrated kirtan singer of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, Vasudev Dutt's name was Madhubrata, and Mukunda Dutt's name was Madhukanta. They were two of the favorite singers of Goloka Vrindavan, who would sing the glories of Braja Leela for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. They took birth in Chattagram and later on moved here to Modadrumadweep, Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt was the initiating spiritual master of Yadunandan Acharya, who happened to be the initiating spiritual master of the Prayojana Guru of our Sampradaya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Vasudev Dutt was just such a generous person. He would lavishly spend whatever money he had for charitable purposes. So much so that he did not consider his own welfare. Therefore, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally assigned Shivananda Sen to be the Sarakela, or the secretary, to monitor and take charge of the expenditures of Vasudev Dutt. He established the worship of the deity of Madan Gopal. That deity is still in the temple being worshipped today. The temple we're going to visit, as well as the temple of Vrindavan Das Thakur, were placed under the management of the Gaudiya Math, under the direction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And our Srila Prabhupada writes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita how such vast improvement in the worship of Vasudev Dutt and Sharanga Thakur's deities have come about since Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and his followers have accepted the responsibility. Vasudev Dutt, his qualities were so exalted that even with thousands and thousands of mouths, for thousands and thousands of lifetimes, no one could explain them in full. He never found faults in others. He only saw the good in every living being. His heart was filled with pure unalloyed love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for all the Vaishnavas, and for all the conditioned souls. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and left Navadweep, he once visited Kumarahatta. There he was staying at the house of Sri Vas Thakur. Shivananda Sen, along with other devotees, came there to visit him. One of those devotees was Vasudev Dutt. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Vasudev Dutt, he embraced him and began to uncontrollably weep. The Lord was crying out of love for this devotee. Vasudev Dutt fell and grabbed the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was incessantly weeping himself. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that anyone who would hear the compassionate weeping born of the love of the heart of Vasudev Dutt, their hearts would melt. Even stones and dry pieces of wood would weep. What to speak of human beings when they heard the crying of Vasudev Dutt? He was the most exalted of all persons. There was no one like him. He was unique in the entire universe, in his love, his compassion, and his service to the Supreme Lord. So much so that Prabhupada tells us that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, I am Vasudev Dutt's man. My body is his property. This I speak without doubt. The Lord made this vow 3 times. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that in Kumarahatta, the Lord said, with tears in his eyes and his voice faltering, it said that Lord Chaitanya began to glorify Vasudev Dutt as if he had 1,000 mouths. Then he said that my body is the property of Vasudev Dutt. This is the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth. No one should ever doubt what I have spoken. If Vasudev Dutt sells me, I am sold. Krishna will deliver anyone who is touched by the breeze that has gone by Vasudev Dutt. It is the truth. My body belongs to Vasudev Dutt alone, no one else. When the Lord was showing his mercy to Vasudev Dutt by speaking these words, the devotees became so blissful. They all began to call out, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
In great ecstasy. Vasudev Dutt would go to visit Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri each year. Each year in the Gambira, Lord Chaitanya's residence, he would welcome and say goodbye to his devotees after they spent 4 months with him in Puri, just prior to their return to Bengal. One day he was tasting the nectar of the sweetness of the glories of his own devotees. He had just revealed the glories of Murari Gupta's pure, chaste love for Lord Sri Ram. Then he turned to Vasudev Dutt. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Vasudev Dutt and again started to cry uncontrollably. He began to explain the glories of Vasudev Dutt with 1,000 mouths. Please listen carefully. Vasudev Dutt, hearing the Lord glorifying him, became embarrassed, very shy. It was painful for him to hear of his own good qualities, because he was always tasting the nectar of speaking the good qualities of others. As long as you think yourself to be great, you can't really appreciate the good qualities in others, because there will always be a type of comparative study. Unless you really feel yourself very fallen and insignificant, you can't truly see the good in others. Therefore, to feel oneself very humble, very fallen, is the most exalted state of consciousness, because then only can you wholeheartedly, deeply appreciate the glories of others. And only then can you actually appreciate the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his form, his pastimes, his qualities, and his holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vasudev Dutt submitted an appeal to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "My Lord, you have incarnated in this world to deliver the conditioned souls. My Lord, I have a petition to present before you. You can do whatever you so desire, and you are all merciful. Please hear my prayer and fulfill my desire. My heart breaks when I see the sufferings of the conditioned souls. My heart breaks when I see the sufferings of the conditioned souls. I request that you transfer all the karma of the sinful lives of all living entities upon my head. My Lord, please let me suffer perpetually in hellish conditions the sinful reactions of all living beings. This is the one prayer that I offer to you, my Lord. Please let me suffer perpetually the sins of all other living entities and finish their material lives and take them back to Godhead." Vasudev Dutt was speaking from the core of his heart. This was his only desire in life. Please do some research in your own heart. What do we want from the Lord? What type of material comforts, what type of material arrangements do we ask for, do we expect? This was the only desire of Vasudev's heart that he felt fit to pray for, that he could suffer hellish condition perpetually so that every other living entity could go back to the spiritual world. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words of Vasudev Dutt, he was uncontrolled in his weeping and crying. His limbs trembled. His voice faltered. The Lord's heart melted. He said, "This is not astonishing, for you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you, and he will certainly satisfy your desire. All living beings within this universe will be delivered by your love. And what is the loss of that for Krishna? Just as there is the Udumbara fruit, the Udumbara tree has tens and thousands of fruits. If one of those fruits falls to the ground and is destroyed, the tree does not consider it a loss." This is the example that Lord Chaitanya gave in regard to the compassion of Vasudev Dutt. There is a very special realization I would like to share. At our temple of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, there's one very large, prominent tree in the courtyard. It is the Udumbara tree, which in our sampradaya represents the mercy and the compassion of Vasudev Dutt. That tree stands as a symbol of what our temple should represent and what we should strive to all emulate in our life, the compassion of Vasudev Dutt. The Lord said, in a barrel of mustard seeds, if one mustard seed is lost, what is the loss? Similarly, if one has hundreds and thousands of wish-fulfilling cows and one she-goat is lost, it is no difficulty. Similarly, Krishna, for him, if one universe is liberated, it is no loss to him. Krishna is enjoying eternal pastimes in the spiritual world, where everything is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, where every living entity is surrendered to him with pure, unlimited love. If the entire material energy is finished, Krishna will not consider it a loss. Therefore, Vasudeva, you can know for sure that Krishna will deliver all living beings on the basis of your desire and your love, and there is no need for you to undergo any tribulation or suffering. Srila Vasudeva Dutt Ki Jai. Vasudeva Dutt deeply embodies the principle of Paradukha Dukhi. This is quality of a true Vaishnava. And we can analyze how we're actually making progress by how we're emulating this spirit. Paradukha Dukhi means unselfish. This material world, everyone is very selfish. Everyone puts themselves or their extended self in the form of their family, their society, as the focus of their lives. But a devotee, his greatest suffering is to see the suffering of others. And his greatest joy is to see the elevation of others' consciousness. When devotees see another Vaishnava making spiritual advancement, getting the mercy of Krishna, their hearts become blissful. But if we become envious in that situation, we should understand that is our disqualification. How is it that politics enter into Vaishnav society? Politics are generally based on selfish motivations, wanting position, wanting prestige, wanting facilities, wanting mercy. And if we see someone else is getting mercy, facilities, prestige, we become envious. We become disturbed by that. But real Vaishnav and real Vaishnav society means this. We call ourselves Vaishnavas. We have the tilak, we have the dress, the kanti mala. But what does it really mean to be a Vaishnava in the true sense? The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a mission of spiritual substance, not simply external forms. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that a person could have tilak and kanti mala and be the servant of Kali. A Vaishnava is one who strives to develop these qualities. The quality of Paradukha Dukhi. To see the sufferings of others as our own suffering. And to not be so concerned with our own suffering. Srila Prabhupada taught us by preaching we become transcendental. Because if we're actually preaching, we're not just speaking words. We're actually trying to transform a person's heart. We're trying to elevate a person from a miserable situation to a blissful situation. That is preaching. Real preaching is compassion. Real preaching is not to collect a number of followers who will give us money and other facilities. That is not preaching at all. Real preaching is sacrificing our lives as instruments of the previous acharyas to make a miserable person happy by bringing him to the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and inspiring him to chant the holy names of
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
If we truly absorb ourselves in that spirit, then we don't have time for our own problems. Because actually the problems of life are simply a mental condition. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the only problem in all of creation is a lack of Krishna consciousness. So it's only a mental conception that we have problems. If we interpret things with a vision of Krishna consciousness, our so-called problems are actually benedictions. They're opportunities to surrender, to make spiritual advancement. Why should we blame other people? Why should we try to protect our position? We should see that Krishna's mercy is perfect. And if we really adjust our consciousness in such a way to try to solve the problems of others by inspiring them in Krishna consciousness, then we have no problems. That is actually the solution to all our problems. Paradukaduki, which comes through the purification of the heart and the association of devotees chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Real Vaishnav is something so sublime. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells us that to be a servant of Krishna is the most exalted thing in the entire creation. It is a higher platform than being liberated, than having all the mystic cities. It is a higher platform than even taking the post of the demigods. To be a servant of Krishna. When we take initiation and get the name Krishna Das, Radha Devi Dasi, or the various forms of those names, we're actually being given the position which is more exalted than that of the devatas. If only we could realize it. If only we could actually live in the spirit of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Then we can taste the true nectar of Krishna consciousness. Vasudev Nath Thakur was not a material philanthropist. It's not that he was thinking that by feeding the poor and giving clothes to the clothless and homes to the homeless, that he's actually doing really good for society. His prayer was they never have to take birth again in this material world and suffer. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used the comparison of Lord Jesus Christ, who was an empowered representative of the Lord, a Shaktivesh avatar. But the Lord revealed different qualities and quantities of compassion through his different devotees. Srila Saraswati Thakur explains that Jesus Christ, he was willing to suffer for the sins of his own followers. But then most of his own followers would just go on and sin again. They beg him, take my sins, and he takes their sins. He does it. The birds, the vegetation, the fish, let them never suffer. Let them never take birth again in this material world. Let them go back home, back to Godhead. Let them enjoy your eternal lila. And let me remain in this world. That was Srila Prabhupada's spirit. And that was the spirit that Srila Prabhupada wanted to imbibe in our hearts. Don't try to enjoy Krishna, but be enjoyed by Krishna. And what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed most was this spirit of compassion. He wanted us to taste the nectar of the holy name and distribute that nectar to the world. Srila Prabhupada explained, real preaching doesn't mean to defeat people through arguments. Real preaching
is to change people's hearts, inspire them and induce them to surrender to Krishna and chant his holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada and the great acharyas, they would cry seeing the suffering of others. The rich, the poor, the educated, the illiterate, the blacks, the whites, the yellows, men, women, children, the animals, the lower species. It's actually unbearable for a soft-hearted Vaishnava to see the sufferings of others. Therefore, they want to do something about it. Srila Haridas Thakur explained, this is why the loud chanting of the holy name is 1,000 times more powerful than chanting silently within our mind. Because when we chant silently in our mind, we benefit. But all living beings benefit when we chant loudly. It is said in our Vaishnava Shastras that when a devotee, when the group of devotees perform Sankirtan, the dancing of their feet purifies the earth. And when they raise their arms, all of the heavenly planets, the universe, are purified through the loud chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Basu Gosh prays that what would be my fate if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come in his compassion to give us Krishna consciousness. The Lord compared himself to a gardener with the fruit of love of God. He saw that the world was suffering due to spiritual hunger. One such fruit could completely satisfy all one's desires eternally. He appealed, he begged all of his followers for all generations, please assist me in distributing these fruits. Here at the holy place of the house of Vasudev Dutt, we should pray from the very core of our hearts for the spirit of real compassion. We should pray that by his mercy and the mercy of our gurus and the Vaishnavas, that we can be liberated from the prison house of our own selfish, egoistic desires. That we can be liberated from all the attachments to my own self-centered lifestyle that keeps me bound birth after birth. We should pray that our goal of life is to be instruments in the hands of the great souls. Or as Prabhupada prayed, to be a puppet, to do the work of Guru and Gauranga in our life. Lord Chaitanya told Vasudev Dutt, because you are honest and sincere in your prayer, Krishna will fulfill it. If we are honest and sincere in our prayer, then the Lord will certainly fulfill that prayer. What does it really mean to be the servant of the servant of the servant?
That is revealed by Vasudev Dutt. And that is glorified by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He is explaining that you are Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was offered any benediction by Lord Narasimhadev. He said, let me remain in this world as long as there's one fool and rascal who is forgetful of you, trying to enjoy the illusory pleasures of Maya. Let me be here to help them to become Krishna conscious. And this father of mine who tried to murder me in so many ways, give him liberation. That is compassion. And that is what our beloved Srila Prabhupada embodied in his life. And that is what he begged and pleaded for us to emulate. He wanted us to live by that principle of compassion. Because in that spirit, can we truly call out Krishna's holy names? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Vasudev Dutt ki.
Jai.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki.
Jai.
Shri Navabhidham ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Ananti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.
Jai.
Itai go from
all